Blog Talk Radio.
Educational radio show. And this is your host, Sadia Izzat. Today's topic will be about tips and advice for middle schoolers and high schoolers beginning a new year this year. But firstly, for more information or questions, you can contact us at any time by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or email us at newheights@yahoo.com. Once more, newheights@yahoo.com. Or even call us at 419-786-0247. I'll give it one more, 419-786-0247. Also, we are in need of help for Enrichment Day classes that will be starting next month. And we are also looking for volunteer internet radio hosts, Sunday through Thursday, any days you can pick, just like me or Caden Behan, who is another volunteer that hosts a show every Saturday. So please join her as well from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 3 to 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, to call in any time during the show today for questions or just to join into the discussion, you can call at 347-633-9225, and that's one more time, 347-633-9225. So as I said before, today's topic will be about tips and advice for any new middle schoolers or high schoolers or any students who have transferred into a new school. And it can be really nervous, very nervous feeling, and you don't know what to expect on the first day. So just to give you an idea of what your year might look like and tips on how to stay on top of everything and to get your year started very well. So entering middle school is a very big jump from elementary school, and it's definitely a new experience for any student. And for me, it definitely was, and I definitely had a really, really good time getting, and I definitely made new friends, and it was just a great year. And a student goes from having one classroom, one teacher, and the same people in the class every day to having about six classes, six teachers, and different people and friends in each class. So then, like, if you had a bad day in one class, you can always go to your next class, and maybe something nice or the class will go very well. So then you have to stick into one class the whole day and just, you know, if you're not in a good mood. So throughout the class, you might, you know, find some good news. And that's a good thing about it, that you just have to move around and get, you can always find something new in each class, and you have, you know, new people. And also students start to learn to have responsibilities and to keep everything organized. And the biggest advice I can give any student is to be themselves. At school, to never be afraid to dress the way you want as long as it's school appropriate. Don't worry about if it looks cool or not for others, because if it makes you happy, then go for it. And everyone will truly like the real you, although it may be considered cool, quotation, to do what everybody else is doing. Fitting in only pressures your ability to stand out. And parents, remember to tell your students to put your own individual stamp on life. Don't let others determine what you do or what you don't do. stand up for yourself, be in control of your actions. With that said, don't totally neglect others' opinions on how you should be. It could be about yelling at someone for no reason. Also, if you don't like what they say, just say thank you, but I like myself the way I am. And it actually works. And never try to change yourself because you are unique just the way you are. And that's super important for students. It can be a bit hard to do because it requires confidence, and student can always build it up through encouragement from parents and having good friends. Also, in class time, it's super important to ask questions with your teachers. Although it's not the most popular thing to do, asking questions is really awesome, and teachers enjoy it that you do, and they like answering your questions. That's why they're there for your help, and that they can help you. I mean, they wouldn't be there if there was no one to ask questions, right? And maybe that one question will help you and others on a test. So you're not doing it just for your own good. You're helping everyone around you. And another important thing to remember is to make good friends. This is super important because even if one friend is a wonderful person, then that's really all you need. At least just one who cares about you and likes who you are rather than many that are not really true friends. And for parents in elementary school, it would be easy to get to know one teacher and to talk to them about their children and have meetings. And, you know, it will be easy. And I'm pretty sure that many elementary schools had open house where parents come in and talk to the teacher about what they'll be learning about the year. And there's always one in the middle of the year to ask the teacher how the student has been doing so far. But since in middle school there are many teachers, I advise that the parent gets to know one of the teachers that they feel will keep them informed about the student, and you know, the student is also comfortable with that teacher, and that teacher is okay with that responsibility. Also, since they are moving into middle school and then eventually high school and college, organizations should play a very big role throughout middle school, high school, and also college. One way to be organized is to have an agenda or a planner. And I know many people do, and even I use one. You can get really, really nice ones according to your personality at almost anywhere. And they come really, you can really personalize it. And students can write down all assignments, when they are due, any appointments, games if they play sports, and exams, much, much more. And it gives you an overview of what your day or week will look like, and you will know when to do what when. Exactly. Anyways, parents can look at it each week so they can help their children stay on track and remind them of the important dates. You should definitely, look at the planner so they know what is coming up and when the child needs to get done. So then they have time for other things, and parents also connected with their children. Speaking of important dates, do not procrastinate on that. Parents, please, take care of that, because children, it's really easy to procrastinate on something. I know we have all done it, and I'm pretty sure, I've done it, and we all know the consequences, and they're definitely not a fun thing to experience. If the student has a big project or exam coming up, then have them work on it little by little each day, and same goes with exams. That way the student learns the material easily without the tension that they need to know it by the next day. Then the night before the test or a project, you then go over it so that they know their material well. Also, have your child get involved in extracurricular activities. Some are after school, some can be during school, and some are even before school. Like at my school, there was jazz band, which was at school. But always join activities, and there's always options like band, chorus, orchestra, sports, art, and dance, or even helping out with an event that happens at school. Sometimes it's a class night, or actually in high school, there's even something called homecoming. I don't want to spoil too much for the students, but it's a very, very fun week, and you can also go in to help the night before to set up the whole thing and everything, and that's really fun. I know I had a lot of fun when I went through that experience. Along with the fun, I know that everyone gets homework, and it's really good. I mean, it's a thing that you work on at home, so then you can review all the material that you have done throughout the day at school. And so in order for them to get it done, or they should have a way to get it, or in order to for them to get it turned in, they should have a way to get it done. And every student is different, and they all have styles to study or do homework. And to find that perfect style, here are some things they can try. The parents can help find a quiet and sensible place to sit. Sometimes it's usually the house, but I know some students, even I, usually go to the library. There you can find many adults where they can help you on specific questions, problems, and sometimes even tutors are there. Or the school library, they can also go check out the there's also computers and research and stuff like that. Some people here, usually high schoolers, they like to go to coffee shops. Here, going to Starbucks is really popular because it's quiet and nice and the nice music. Yeah. Also, listening to music while doing homework. I advise that they listen to more instrumental music rather than vocals. Because it's like more distracting once you know the song, because then you might start singing along and stuff. Forming a student study group with friends, and that can be really nice, and that friends can help each other. Also, some work that are in the afternoon or in the evening, so parents help the children find the time when they can work best. Also, parents can help keep distractions to a minimum. Also, for students, it's really important to take breaks while studying, because you don't want to constantly study. That can, you won't get as much information as you would if you took breaks, drank some water, had some fruit, and that would be great for your brain. Also, for students, it's really important to pay attention in class by taking notes and listening. If you don't pay attention, you wouldn't understand the concept later. Middle school isn't just about your social life. You should try to be smart and strive for good grades, as that gets you a good job. You won't be considered a geek if you are smart. You'll probably just become more popular. Also, you can make new friends by helping them out on a test. Also, supplies for middle school, they should get a list, and high school, some don't. And by then, you definitely have some idea of what you need. At the beginning of the week, teachers usually give a syllabus, which has what they will be learning this year, what specific materials they need to know, and important dates for tests. So parents should look out for that, because it has almost everything on there that you would need to know for that class. Also, in high school and middle school, there are something called honor classes or AP classes. They are subjects like math, social studies, science, and English, except they are a bit advanced and challenging. So parents, if you think your child is doing well in normal classes, then ask them if they would like to take honor or AP classes. It would really, really help them in the future with college and many other things. Lastly, to get homework help online, you can visit these websites. www.infoplease.com/homework. Another one is www.backmonster.com. And the last one is www.coolmathdance.com. I hope that these tips and advice helped you, and that it will be a very different experience, and students will work hard, because it will all be worth in the end. So next week's show will be advice for homeschooling. And thanks, everyone, for joining me today, and hope that you listen to me next week. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Stormy.